Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God armor. I better do this. I was listening to the radio the other day, and they were talking about the milk campaign because milk sales have really dropped. And then they came up with the advertising, got milk, you know, with the little milk mustache on and that kind of thing. All of a sudden, milk sales jumped. And it's just because of that little commercial. Got milk? How many of you still drink milk? How many of you shouldn't drink milk because of the lactose? Me too. But part of the thing is they do have things for all of us now. So if you're lactose intolerant, like a couple of us are, there's stuff. It actually tastes pretty good, too. And it works well with coffee, you know, so what do I know? But I got to thinking about this. Got milk, and it opens up everything. So got armor. You know, let's take a look at that passage, the whole armor of God. And I want to start with verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. What's the evil day? Good question, isn't it? We read the Bible, you know, huh? Every day. Well, and the other thing is what it's referring to is the day of judgment. Why is that an evil day? Well, because those who are judged not worthy are going to be sent in to eternal darkness and the fires. Ooh. But here's the thing. I don't know how many people. Now, look at that next one. Okay. And having done all to stand firm. And having done all. We as human beings always think we need to be perfect. But yet, did Jesus tell us to be perfect, or did he tell us to try? To try. But yet, we translate that, he wants more than that. It's just like, how many of the commandments did God give us? 10. How many did men turn it into? 613. Because, well, God wanted more than that. Well, wait a second. That's a man's decision, and he's the one that's telling things. No. God is always very clear. He sent us 10 commandments, and he told us to be firm. Do all you can. Yeah, could you do better? Probably. But life sort of interferes at times, doesn't it? And when it interferes, do we, let's say, demean ourselves because we're not being perfect? Many of us do. But, you know, you can only do what you can do. But many times do we limit ourselves, too, as to what we can do. Now, there's a good question, isn't it? But I look at this on that day, the evil day, having done all to stand firm. Lord, I did my best to serve you. So does that mean if you weren't perfect, he's going to throw you down in the fire? Who's going to heaven then? Nobody. Okay? And remember, I say this a lot. I took an oath to preach, teach, and confess the proper distinction between law and gospel. If we try and keep the law and try to be saved by the law, are we going to be saved? No. We got to be saved by the gospel. And remember in the catechism, what does Luther say is the job of the law? Well, first of all, it's a curb. We trip over it. Whoop, I made a mistake, didn't I? Then it's a mirror. You look in the mirror. Who do you see? Yourself. But you're a sinner. Okay? And so the third part of that, it's a guide to take us to the gospel. So, do you need the law? Yes. If we had a coin, one side would say law, the other side would say gospel. They work together. Because the law takes us to the gospel. So without the law, do we go to the gospel? Good question, isn't it? We should, but that doesn't mean that we always do. So I look at this kind of thing, and it says this. Listen to what it says after that. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. Having put on the readiness of the gospel of peace. So what is this telling us to be? Peaceful. Okay. Remember in Galatians 5, they have living in the spirit versus living in the flesh. All the negative emotions, anger, fear, all this other stuff comes out of the flesh. Peace, love, happiness, joy come out of living in the spirit of God. And so it starts, according to Paul, with what? Readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Faith is important, isn't it? But is it our faith or Christ's faith? See, there's a good question, isn't it? What does the Bible tell us? It tells us, according to St. Paul, that is Christ's faith working in us. Stop and think. How does it work that way? Remember at baptism. What happens during baptism? It's an exorcism. All the bad spirits are thrown out, and the Holy Spirit comes in. All right, so let me ask you this. Since the bad spirits are out and the Holy Spirit is in, what does the Holy Spirit bring us? Faith. Faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit. So, since it's the Holy Spirit giving us that faith, is it coming from Jesus too? Yes. So, if we have the faith coming to us from Jesus, whose faith is working in us? Jesus's. Yeah, sometimes I think we get so mixed up in the nomenclature that we forget it's fairly simple. Jesus enters us, the Holy Spirit enters us, the Father enters us. There's the Athanasian Creed right there, isn't it? Okay? But it enters us, they start working. They enter and energize us with the glory of God. Okay? We just did in the psalm, it says the psalm plus the doxology. For those of you who grew up in the Roman Catholic Church in here, what does doxology stand for? Doxo, glory. So it's the psalm with the glory. Glory be to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Okay, with me on that? So anytime we feel that glory, that's leading us to do a lot of great things. All right, why would we need the armor of God anyway? Well, what do you put on armor for? Yeah, protect yourself to do battle, right? Who are we doing battle with? Satan, the bad guy. But is Satan around us? All the time. Is Jesus with us? All the time. So you've got Satan on one side and Jesus on the other. We've all seen the cartoons with the devil sitting on one side and Jesus sitting on the other telling us what to do, right? Folks, you know, that's not a Christian symbol. That's out of the Quran where that comes from. But yet, is it true? Of course it is. So you got Jesus on one shoulder, you got Satan on the other. And they're both talking to you. Who do you listen to? Well, Jesus. But boy, he sure makes a good argument, doesn't he? Oh, man, what do I do? Well, you go with Jesus. And sometimes you wonder, why am I doing this? Well, it's because Jesus has asked you to do it. Okay? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. First hymn that most of us ever learn, right? Okay? Little ones to him belong. We are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Say it three times. The Bible tells me so. Can we make a message too complicated? Oh, of course we can. Pastor Coley, he's the guy that's in the church in Cotton Tree, Liberia. In a huge church. He's got probably 30 people in his adult confirmation class all the time. And I said, how are you growing like this? Because he's also, every time he hits like 300, 350 people, he breaks off 100, starts a new church. He started a lot of churches. Well, how are you doing that? He says, I'm not doing it. But the new believers get so excited about having Jesus in their life, they go out and tell everybody. Do they know theology? No. Who do they know? Jesus. And Jesus loves them, this they know, for the Bible tells them so. Isn't that the message? Isn't that our mission message? Sometimes we try and make things too complicated. I've told you this before in the Missouri Synod. They came up with this thing, oh, probably 12, 15 years ago, called Mission U for missions. You had to give up 10 full Saturdays to study theology in case you got asked a question so you could answer it. Guess how that program did for the church? Why? Who'd they take out of it? Jesus. Aren't you here because of Jesus? Aren't you here because he loves him, loves you, and you love him? Is that our faith? Is that our armor of God right there? Is we have Jesus with us? We put Jesus on to protect us, to love us, and to guide us. I don't know about you, but that seems pretty good to me, doesn't it? I think so too. Folks, let's not make our religion complicated. Let's keep it simple. And let's just remember that Jesus loves us and we love him. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.